Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
We are rolling right through a Monday afternoon, and with us, as she is each and every Monday at this time, Laura Kennard with networking tips. You look mighty
dressed up
today. What's going on?
I have been working at Drake University all day with the Mandela Fellowship. They're young adult leaders. Something. It's YALI is the program, but they are Mandela Fellowship grant recipients
from Africa.
From sub-Saharan Africa and South Africa.
Wow.
So there's 25 of them. It's split between male and female. And they there's actually a group of 1,000 spread across the country. But Drake has 25. And in addition to getting to come here and work on their business plan, which has a impact back in their country for solving different problems as entrepreneurs, they also do have the opportunity to apply for some grant monies mm-hmm. to take home. And so I'm tasked with listening to all of their plans, looking through their financials, talking about their marketing, quantifying their social impact, and helping them put their
plan together.
In the hands of the by Thursday. And then they spend about 4 weeks after that just like
How is the English among your students?
Really good. Most of them very good. I think most of them have been to college. They've had that opportunity. I know one of them is the granddaughter of a king.
Oh, wow.
So, but some of them aren't. But they do, you know, so there's some English that's difficult, but most of them are really good. And they all have ideas about how they could make life in their country better for folks. And
nice.
That's their passion. And it's really cool to be able to work with some of the brightest entrepreneurs out of that area.
And we just had word today that the president of the African Development Bank, Akinwumi Adese, won the World Food Prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's going to be given out in October.
Wow.
So that was announced today. So
wonderful.
When you go back and talk to your students, you
tonight,
say, hey.
Tonight, I'm going to reconvene with them tonight. So
I understand that one of the banking professionals from Africa won the World Food Prize.
A banking professional and world food.
There you go.
I'll have to check that out.
I think the idea is he's making affordable loans to agricultural interests.
Oh, cool.
In Africa, so.
Yeah. How and some of my some of the folks I've been working with are working on agricultural endeavors.
I'm sure.
And some of them on educational endeavors, and some of them on medical
endeavors. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
very good.
We are in a global economy. All right, what do we got for networking on a more local basis?
On a more local basis, we have tomorrow, we have a couple big quarterly networking things coming up. So this group was started last year, and it's called they meet quarterly, Brewing Up Business, and it'll be at Madhouse Brewery, which is on Scott Avenue, so it's sort of the Southside Bottoms there. And, you know, there's these brew houses that have sprung up all around.
Over the place.
And so they kind of take a tour every quarter of a different brew house, and they combine networking of businesses with a charitable donation. So it's free to go, but you can make a donation to their selected charity for the quarter. And then tour, you know, check out a new brewery.
Why not? Yeah.
So I think this time they're the donation is going to be going to the Puppy Jake Foundation.
Sure, yeah, great
which
foundation.
Is a great foundation. Yes, absolutely. That helps warriors.
Returning
mm-hmm, veterans.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and then we also have on the 29th the big networking, which is Metro Business Friends. And so they're going to have
Once again, huh? Where are they at?
So they're going to be doing this at Broheim's. It's in Waukee, and it's a new golf, virtual golf place. Yeah, that opened up. And so
Metro Business Friends. Now, this is Dave and his group.
Dave Milburn right. and some other folks have been doing that for a while. Basically, it's a little bit different. It has a networking component, but there's also like put your business card in. You can win a prize from some of the businesses that are part of the group.
It's almost kind of like a trade show,
There's tables. So yeah, right. the businesses that are part membership in the group, which, you know, you can be, will put tables talking to the general public about what they do. And also there's some people that can put up a table that aren't in the group. So it is a little bit like a trade fair type setup. But you also network, and there's a lot of samples that are being given out, and music. Last time there was a DJ.
I know, last time I was there, we had a great time. We really did. And it was over in West Des Moines and had the opportunity to actually book a couple of individuals for the Business News Hour there because they were emerging businesses.
Yeah, so that's a good point, and I'll have to make sure that I bring that up with them, and so that some of them can get on the radar, get on the show.
Excellent.
So,
and where is that again? I'm sorry.
Okay, so that is, like I said, new, and it's located. It's called Broheim's Indoor Golf and Pub. So it's a drinking establishment as well. And it's at 33 Northeast Carefree Lane in Waukee.
That's
so
what we need,
Carefree
Lane.
Carefree Lane. Don't you need to live on Carefree Lane?
What do you think? I don't care.
So you can also bring your clubs because you'll have they're going to have a golf contest during the event. So nice. If you bring your clubs, you can do some virtual golfing for a contest. So then we also have coming up through the Greater Des Moines Partnership sandwiched in between those two events, actually. So it's going to be the Wednesday, June 28th from 11:30 to 1. So this is an afternoon thing. The other two things were after work hours things. But this is that top five tactics for enticing talent to your small business. Yes. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. And the partnership is doing a series of top five sort of tips. And that one will be then held at the partnership building.
The partnership's also tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is Chamber Night at the Cubs.
Oh, yes, Chamber, which is competing with
other stuff.
All sorts of other things. But, yeah, so if you're a Chamber member, you may not be able to go out to some of these things because you might be at the Cubs game tomorrow. So, yeah, that's the big night out there.
It is, yeah. They have a tailgate for Chamber members from 5 until 7 o'clock, and then... Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So those are some of the big things. Of course, we just are on the other side of the Des Moines Arts Festival.
Oh, boy.
And that was really, of course, a growing, huge event. I mean, Des Moines now is, hosting one of the best art festivals in the country.
Juried for the third year in a row. Mm-hmm. The Pinnacle Award, I believe it's called, for one of the best outdoor art exhibits.
So that's art business news. But I think I just was reading something recently that the business of art in this town.
We had the story today.
Actually huge. It's actually a huge business.
We had the story today. As a matter of fact, it was a commission that was, Americans for the Arts, working with Bravo, it came out and they just did this study. And it indicates that cultural and art attractions pump $185 million into the greater Des Moines metro.
Yeah. Yep. So just in case you thought that art and music and culture doesn't relate to business, it sure does.
It certainly does. So, you betcha. $185 million worth here in the metro.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So,
go back and practice African.
Little tired, but I'm learning some language.
And, I bet, huh?
Yeah. Don't ask me, because my brain is fried right now.
I know.
So I'll report later.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, you've got till Thursday to get this all right.
Okay.
All right. With our African friends at Drake.
Yes.
All right. We've got to back on out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and Tyler says, we're going to start the music, and just to prove it to you, we got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, in the first half hour, you heard from Ned Flynn from Arion. We were talking about the alphabet soup that is healthcare insurance. And all the stuff going on through Congress right now and what employers might want to be thinking about as you move forward with healthcare decisions. And then Laura Kennard with networking. And we were talking a little bit about Drake University and some foreign students from Africa. Good stuff on the Business News Hour today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro. For all of us, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.